This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 499 for Monday, July 31st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is taking a tumble to begin the week, falling below the $800 per ton mark for the first time since July 13th. Statistics Canada reported that 4.34 million tons of canola were exported in the month of June, with more than half going to China. Canola is following the lead of Chicago soy, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil, which all dropped in price. Crude oil is higher on stronger demand and incoming Saudi supply cuts. July is set to be crude oil's best month in terms of price movement since April 2022. The Canadian dollar is advancing more than one-third of U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The union representing B.C. port workers have reached a new tentative deal with employers last night, with both sides indicating they will agree to it, which will likely put an end to the month-long strike. The November canola contract is down $22 per ton at $787.10. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in the red as well. Temperatures in much of the U.S. are expected to come down this week, but the northern plains and upper Midwest are unlikely to see rainfall. However, the central and southern Midwest will see some rains this week. However, your U.S. crop ratings for corn may decline from the 57% good to excellent level reported last week. Ukraine exported 1.1 million tons of corn in July. According to the Commitment of Traders report from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, corn switched to a net long of 26,600 contracts as of July 28th, after a large 73,000 contract swing. The September corn contract is down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.05. Safras and Mercado are projecting a record Brazilian soybean crop for 2024, up 7% from 2023 at 171.53 million tons. Exports were estimated to rise by 4 million tons to 99 million, with crush up by 1.6 million tons to 55 million. Soy meal production would increase by 3% to 42.3 million. In the Commitment of Traders report, funds added 25,800 contracts to a net long position, now at 87,000. Soy meal is 60,900 net long, and soy oil is 15,800 net long. The September soybean contract is down 40 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.93, while the November contract is down 32 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.51. Canada exported 2.7 million tons of wheat during the month of June. Meanwhile, Ukraine's ag ministry said that more than 8 million tons of wheat have been harvested so far, while Romania's foreign minister commented that his government plans to open new border crossings and increase staff to expand Ukrainian grain export capacity. Chicago soft wheat had a 38-week low net short of 40,332 contracts. Kansas City wheat expanded its net long to 23,145, with Minneapolis spring wheat doing the week same at 8,966. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 28 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.76. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 27 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.29. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 28 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.68. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, July 31st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.